Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. That weird music is courtesy of my son, Arnie Salen. It's a one-hour mixtape he made as a DJ, and we are playing excerpts from it throughout the show these days. It is time for the Women's Room with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who is a psychologist and parent coach with over a decade of experience helping children, teens, and parents empower themselves in positive ways. She can be found at theparentingplayground.com and on my radio show and often at Dad Chat every Thursday night. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Weberman.
It's good to be back. I missed you last week. Happy Passover.
Thank you very much. And to you, my favorite Passover goodie is almond macaroons. What is yours?
Matzo ball soup with homemade stock, for sure.
Unfortunately, being vegan, I can't indulge in that anymore, but I used to love it. I thought, you know, if they made the matzo balls in water, I could at least eat a matzo ball. But the Seder I attended, they made them, as my mother always did, in the chicken broth. So I couldn't even have a matzo ball.
I'm sorry. It's like therapy in a bowl.
It is. I mean, and it's also a good remedy for almost anything that ails you. Very basic, old-fashioned wives' tale remedy that works. So what would you like to talk about today?
Well, it's the holidays. I mean, obviously, it's Passover, and we've got Easter coming up this weekend, and it reminded me of the conversation we had December 6th on the holiday survival segment, and we talked about setting boundaries around the holidays with family and with spending, because those are the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays, and we talked about having prepared responses and anticipation for those inappropriate comments and criticisms you can hear at the table, or the pressure to spend money. And I thought for these holidays, we can add another layer to the conversation about setting boundaries.
Please.
Because we can truly learn to set boundaries without feeling like we're preparing for battle and that I need my sword and my shield when I enter, you know, the holidays to prepare myself. I think there's a lot of opportunities to practice setting boundaries around Passover and Easter. So I have a list of questions that we can ask ourselves regarding boundaries, but I just want to say a little bit about what boundaries are.
Okay.
When setting boundaries really means respecting your own needs and your own values, as well as recognizing that others have needs and values too. Because sometimes boundary violations are us invading the boundaries of others. So in order to be able to set boundaries, we have to first know what our needs and values are. When we know what those needs and values are, we can make decisions that honor them.
By the way, that applies beyond just boundaries. That applies to just being clear on your values is how you live your life.
And the questions that I'm going to suggest are not just for holidays. It's for living life in general.
Great.
Having a fulfilling life. When we don't know what those needs and values are, we make decisions from other places. So instead of from our values, we make decisions from places such as guilt, or a need to please, or a need to avoid something unpleasant, or feeling either one down or less than or not good enough.
How do you know my marriage so well?
I think I know all human beings, and we're all the same. This is me too.
Okay.
So to give an example, so the first step is identifying what your needs and values are. And it's a long list. You're not going to just have one or two things. I mean, there's at least 10 things on this list. I'm just going to give an example of a simple one. So let's say for the holidays, my need or my value is quality time with family. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that sounds beautiful. But if I spend the next 4 days preparing very fancy dishes and a beautiful tablescape that I saw on Pinterest, because I want to impress my in-laws or, you know, whatever it is that's motivating me, that may not bring me closer to that vision of quality time with family. In fact, it might rob me of my energy, leave me feeling depleted, resentful, irritable, all sorts of unpleasant things that don't lead to quality time with family. So when making these decisions, here's a list of questions that I think are going to be really helpful.
Go.
First, am I honoring myself and my core values, or am I trying to please another? Second, does this choice leave me feeling rejuvenated or depleted? Third, am I communicating my needs, or am I withholding them, expecting others to just know what they are?
I actually love that one because that applies so much to the relationships between men and women.
Absolutely. We talked about this on Valentine's Day, how women sometimes expect men to read their minds and intuitively know their needs, and it's not the case. Fourth is, am I feeling fulfilled or resentful? Fifth, am I trying to survive or am I trying to thrive? Sixth, will this help me grow or will this keep me small? And last, am I operating from self or from a place of fear? If you can answer those questions when you're making choices about your life, you will find your truth and what resonates with your core values and yourself every single time.
Hmm. Those are really incredible. I'd like you actually, do we have time, to Richard, for her to repeat them? I'd like you to repeat them. I also have a thought, which is I don't do a lot of guest blogs on my website, but this is worthy of one if you'd want to do it.
I would be so honored to do that, and that would feed me and leave me feeling fulfilled and rejuvenated.
Good. So let's figure that out offline, but let's go through them again and pause a little bit, and so I can ask you a question about each one.
Wonderful. So the first is, am I honoring myself and my core values, or am I trying to please another?
Okay, so those are almost like two different questions, actually. Am I honoring myself and my core values is one. Am I trying to please another is another question. But that goes back to kind of what I was talking about with Wayne about if you are clear on your values, the rest of your behavior becomes clearer, too.
It's so true, and that applies to parenting and relationships and career and every facet of our life.
Exactly. Go on to number two, please.
Does this choice leave me feeling rejuvenated or depleted?
So interesting. And I think the example of working overly hard to make the meal or the table or everything perfect can detract from the quality of your own experience and, frankly, everyone else who wants you there and wants
Absolutely.
You present. You know, the host or hostess that is constantly working makes everybody kind of uncomfortable.
My dear, sweet mother-in-law practically missed my engagement party because she was spending so much time preparing the food and hosting that there really are no pictures of her at the party.
That's so
And I missed her so much, but for her, that was what she wanted to commit to.
Interesting. Okay, number three.
Am I communicating my needs or am I withholding them, expecting others to just know what they are?
Okay, well, I would advocate that applies to women more than men.
It's very likely. I will not disagree.
Although I will also say that women, to give equal negative feedback to men, women may withhold them. Men may just not even be conscious of them. Women at least are kind of thinking about their needs and maybe they're hoping that a partner will know or others will know. Men are sometimes just burying the whole thing. So that might be the corollary to the joke I made about that. Let's go on to number four.
Hey, am I feeling fulfilled or am I feeling resentful?
Very interesting that you chose those to be opposites, fulfilled or resentful. Very, very interesting. I'm not even sure what to make of it, except it's a great question to ask around all aspects of your lives and your preparation for a big event. You know, if you're having friends and family over, is it going to be fulfilling or are you going to just be resenting all the work?
Exactly.
Okay, number five.
Am I trying to survive or am I trying to thrive? Sometimes we just do what we need to do to get through, and that's when we're on autopilot. When we're on survival mode, we are on autopilot. We are not making any conscious decisions. We are just doing what we need to do to get through something. And there's no being in that. There's no presence in that. And there's no fulfillment in that.
I agree. Number six.
Will this help me grow or will it keep me small?
So taking that to the concept of the holidays, does that really apply as much to the holidays or more just to life in general?
Oh, you know what? I think the holidays are ripe with opportunities to practice setting boundaries, which leads us to our growth.
So every time
your, you know, mother-in-law, sister, whatever it is, says that inappropriate comment, it is an opportunity for you to practice using that muscle of setting boundaries, which will always, always have you grow.
Well put and well answered. And the last one.
Am I operating from self or from a place of fear?
Wow. With Wayne, we talked about men that live in marriages or relationships with women because they're afraid of their wife or afraid of a conflict. Obviously, women have corollary feelings, and all of these questions you have put forth have no specific sex involved. They apply to men and women, so they're quite interesting. We are out of time. I think you've given everybody for this holiday season some very good questions to ask and to think about and to enhance their holidays and their lives. And I thank you for that. And where can our listeners find you?
We are at theparentingplayground.com, and we are at Facebook under the same name. And on Twitter, you can find me at Dr._Weberman. And of course, I'm going to be at Dad Chat tonight,
where we are talking about doing the right thing or good karma. Thank you so much, Dr. Weberman. I look forward to talking with you next week. We will be back for some closing remarks after these messages. In the odds, what did they do when everything looked so dark? You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.